Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining us today. And as you know what that means, if you're listening to the show, that means you're a highly intelligent person and getting more intelligent by the minute. And I know you can feel it. You can feel the intelligence just pumping into your brain right now. Not from me. I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about our guests. It's right, the Brain Trust members. These really, really smart people, these highly intelligent, really cool people who are members of our Brain Trust. And there's nobody in our Brain Trust that fits that description, that profile, better than our guest this half hour, Dr. Sheree Carter-Scott, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of my favorite people in the world, an outstanding author, a woman business owner, all the way back to 1974, started when she was only six. The author of so many books, I think I may have hurt myself carrying them to the studio. One of my favorites is, if success is a game, these are the rules. But you remember the first one was if life is a game, these are the rules. She has a new book out called Baby Boomer's Bible to Life After 50. But the most important thing is she's our good friend. Sheree, welcome back to the show.
So great to be here, Jim. Thank you.
It's good to have you back, and welcome back to the USA.
Thank you for having me back in the U.S. of A.
Now, what's been going on in the Netherlands?
Oh, just lots and lots of projects and interesting things. We have a new licensee over there. You know, our licensing program, having people teach our courses around the world.
You know, I'm so proud of you, Sheree, because I remember, what was it, three or so years ago, when you and I talked, and you said, you know, Jim, I'm going to take what I do, and I'm going to franchise it, I'm going to license it to other people, and see if I can't spread it around the world. And you set about doing that. We talked about it a little bit. And now you're doing it. And I just want you to know that not only am I proud of you, but women everywhere should be looking at what you've done in your career and should be modeling themselves after you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
And that's the reason.
It's so nice that we go back long enough for you to remember the history and tracking it over time.
Well, and not only just the history, but the success. And you know, Sheree, one of the things that you've done a very admirable job of, and something I really appreciate about you over the years, and I think it would be a good message for you to share again with us right now, and that is that you're being outrageously successful right now. But it hasn't always been so, has it?
No, there's been an interesting journey. And, I mean, when I first started, there were practically no women as entrepreneurs on their own. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that, so I just blundered ahead blindly.
You didn't know you weren't supposed to be able to do this, did you?
Nobody told me. I didn't get that memo. In those days, there weren't emails. So I just blundered ahead and kind of discovered that I was pretty much alone out there, except for a handful of women. And in those days, we weren't really supporting each other. We were competing with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Versus today, where there's a lot more support that goes on.
Well, there is, and thanks to people like you who have paved the way for a lot of folks. And you know, typically, folks, when I think of women who paved the way for young women today, I think of ladies who are a lot older than Sheree. She just started real early, and Sheree, I remember you talking about some of the challenges you had, some specific challenges, and I remember one of the first things you ever told us on this show way back when you first started to visit with us. Was that you actually, there was a period of time when you didn't think you were going to make it.
Oh, there were lots of times. There were times, three recessions, for example.
Yeah.
And whenever the country goes into a recession, that's the time that people cut back service industry products.
It's the first to go, isn't it?
Exactly. It's like this, cut out the fat, well, anything involving service or supporting people, that goes. You know, it isn't food, it isn't water, it isn't shelter, it isn't the basics, and so it gets cut. So those recessions were really tough times. I remember one time when we were basically living on whatever our credit cards could hold, you know, because it was a time where we had to just keep charging. And I don't advocate that. I don't support that. But it was all we could do to keep our hand in the game.
Well, but you did something else. You had courage. You believed in your dream. You believed in yourself. And you believed you could do what you were trying to do, and you didn't give up.
Well, that's true.
You got to have all that together, don't you?
We had that kind of staying the course energy that was absolutely required, and bolstering each other up when things looked grim.
I've got 20 seconds. What would be your first 20-second piece of advice to the young women today?
Look to your heart and look to what your heart's telling you that is right for you to do, what your talents are, what your passion is. Listen to that first and foremost.
Well said, Sheree. Dr. Sheree Carter-Scott, ladies and gentlemen, if success is a game, these are the rules. Also, the gift of motherhood. Also, if love is a game, these are the rules. It goes on and on the list. 20 Tales, stay with us. We'll be right back. Back at 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're celebrating National Women's Small Business Month. It's a whole month, folks, we're doing this, but today is the day we're really focusing on it. We've got four ladies all lined up in a row. Joe Condrell was first, Joe Condrell, then Kelly Oldweiler, then Joanna Brandy, now Dr. Sheree Carter-Scott, four outstanding members of our Brain Trust. These ladies represent not only the very best of our Brain Trust, but certainly the best of the women in our Brain Trust and in the marketplace. And Sheree, your new book is called Baby Boomers' Bible to Life After 50.
That's right.
How many books does this make now? Something under 50, isn't it?
I think it's 11.
11.
Do you like the title?
I love it.
I do too.
Because, you know, that's me.
That's us.
I mean, I'm way after 50. when you look up long in the tooth in the dictionary, my picture's there.
Oh, thank you.
I didn't inherit any of my gray hair, Sheree. I earned all of them. And I know you don't have any gray hair because I have your picture. I've seen you on television. You don't have any gray hair, do you?
I don't have any gray hair.
It's amazing how that works, isn't it?
Yes.
What about this life after 50 thing?
Well, it's interesting because the baby boomers, us, constitute the largest consumer group ever identified.
About 80 million, right?
Yes, between 70 and 80, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And what's exciting about it is that we really are a force that is looking seriously at the transition between, you know, our youth and what could be the best years of our lives.
Yeah.
And a lot of us are redefining what does that mean and what does that look like, you know, and how do we grow older, add years with grace and dignity and style. And this book is about making the last chapter of life the very best chapter.
Wait a minute. I'm not ready to write my last chapter, Sheree.
You're not?
No.
Are you living to 140?
I don't know, but I'm not ready to write the last one. I mean, I'm going to write the last one like, you know, maybe 30 years from now or something.
Oh, well, I'm not talking about when you just drop off the planet.
You're not talking about when the gophers are bringing my mail, right?
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the vital years, what you're doing right now.
The 60 is the new 40, is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
I got you.
Hey, you're already doing it, so you don't even recognize it. But you're living your passion and doing what you always dreamed you would do, and you're so busy doing it that you're not realizing that everybody else is looking at you saying, how did he get to do that?
People have asked me things like that, and I give them the answer that you gave me earlier. I didn't know I wasn't supposed to.
Yeah, exactly.
So what do we need to know about this time in our lives?
Well, there are certain things that are important to pay attention to, and one is that things are changing. Because you don't want to be in denial about it, but you want to be able to take a hold of it and understand what this looks like for you.
How are baby boomers at accepting change?
Well, some are embracing it, and some are kicking and screaming, and some are just in severe denial.
God help those, the last two.
Well, yeah, because it's something that you really have to come to terms with. I think it's harder. You know, we're talking about women. I think it's a bit difficult, more difficult for women than men.
Really? Why?
Well, you know, we have this old adage in this country that when men get older, they look more distinguished, they look more attractive, they season like good old wine.
That's the story I'm sticking to.
Yep. And so men become like wine and women start to whine.
Ladies and gentlemen, send all the cards and letters to Sheree Carter Scott. I didn't say that.
Well, it's one of those things. We look in the mirror, we go, oh, my God, who is that? and we don't want to look like our mothers. And so, you know, part of it is defining who we are at an older age.
Mm-hmm.
And 50 is kind of a defining moment. It's, at least in the book, I say the SAG alarm starts to ring. And when
look
it rings...
Look what Mr. Gravity did, huh?
Yeah, all of a sudden, it just... Why now? Why not when I was 14 or 28 or 32? Or
right.
Why now? And so those are the kinds of things that women have to deal with in addition. That most men, you know, they just feel great about it.
Well, what? How do women deal with that? What's the solution? What's the silver bullet?
Well, there isn't just one solution, but there are a variety of solutions. Number one is to be able to say, okay, how do I want to look now? Now, some women start wearing those hip hugger pants, and it looks ridiculous on them.
Yeah, there are like three women on the planet that can wear those.
Yeah, right.
And I have not met them yet. I'm just assuming that there are out there.
Well, one thing is you can't start dressing like Britney Spears when you're over 50.
Oh, God help us.
And the second thing is you have to start looking at who am I now and how do I want to present myself. And some people, that will be to embrace a brand new designer, you know, and say, okay, I'm going with this designer as opposed to that designer. The second thing is...
You're talking about Target as opposed to Walmart. Is that what you're saying?
I am talking about something that looks dignified.
Right.
And especially as a woman entrepreneur, a small business owner, you want to maintain your dignity, your style, your grace. And, you know, in addition to that, some women will opt to have more lotions and other women will opt for surgery.
Bottles. Women have so many bottles, Sheree. What is it with all the bottles?
Well, it takes a lot to maintain a woman.
Isn't there more, Sheree, in this, in just being, in being proud of what you've accomplished and where you are in life, and that you've lived this long, and the things that you've learned are going to make the next few years better? Isn't that more important than bottles?
Well, in a man's life, it is absolutely. In a woman's life, part of it.
Bottles are a big deal. Okay, we're gonna get back to the bottles right after these messages, folks. I swear, I've never seen so many bottles in all my life. Tin Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Whatever you do, don't go away. Seven till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're celebrating National Women's Small Business Month. Today we're doing this. We're actually going to be talking about it all month long, but basically this is the day we've set aside with four outstanding women, the last of which is Dr. Sheree Carter Scott. Sheree, we need your website, please.
www.drcherie.com.
DrSheree.com, and I encourage you to go there. They can find the list and a little bit about all the books you've written there, can't they?
That's right.
And then you can go to the bookstore, your local small business bookstore, or online to any of the online stores and look her up, Dr. Sheree Carter Scott. Anything Sheree offers, ladies and gentlemen, is the best. It's top shelf, and I certainly encourage you. And, you know, now, Sheree, with 11 books, you got to have something for everybody, don't you?
Absolutely, from the teenager through the baby boomer.
How many languages have your books been printed in?
40 languages.
40. Ladies and gentlemen, as I've said before, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience. Sheree, there's got to be more to women's success than bottles.
Oh, there is.
Help
Bottle
us with
management
that.
Is just a piece of the puzzle.
Okay.
I mean, women are very passionate, and I think Joanna said caring and giving and take care of others, and I agree with that. Absolutely. But the most important thing as women that we have to do is we have to take care of ourselves, because we tend to give everything away. And so we have to maintain a sense of what's appropriate, what's important, what's balanced, and take care of ourselves in the process of doing our business and taking care of our families and our husbands and our lives.
I remember, I'll never forget this, and we joke about this all the time around here, Cherie. One time you came on the show, and I don't know who you were exasperated at, but you were exasperated at somebody. I think I might know who it was. And you said something like, men are the best at getting their needs met.
Isn't it true?
You remember saying that to me?
Of course.
Okay. We have a lot of fun about that around here. And so, but women, not so much, huh?
Well, we could learn something from men in this area. Let me put it that way.
Ah, that sounds interesting. Tell me more.
Well, if we really take a very close look at balance and what we need in our lives, we don't do that by and large. What we do is we take a look at what's needed and wanted and who needs what and how we can support and serve that person or those people or those groups. That's one of our strengths. But in turn, it turns out to be one of our weaknesses when we don't take care of ourselves and we put ourselves last on the list.
When I coach
women, Jim, one of the most important things in the conversation is, and what are you doing for yourself?
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes they'll say, what do you mean?
They honestly don't know what you're talking about, do they?
There's a blank spot.
Deer in the headlights.
Yep.
Well, you know how guys, and I know you guys, ladies get exasperated at guys for that, but what you get exasperated about is because we seem to do it with such aplomb. We seem to get our needs met without you know, even trying. And I think what it is that we don't walk around with a lot of guilt. And
well,
I think ladies have too much guilt, don't you think?
Well, I think
self-imposed.
That could definitely be part of the equation. I did a workshop three days ago in Holland, and it was just turned out to be all women. And it was a main issue called taking care of myself. And when do I do that? My children obviously come first. My husband comes second. My business is somewhere between first, second, and third. Everything is more important than me. And if I'm not on the list, after a while I get resentful.
Consumed.
Yeah, so they have to take care of themselves every single day of their lives.
But you said women should learn something from men. Isn't that, to me, that's one thing to learn from men, is try to shuck the guilt. The guilt is not valid, is it?
Well, no, the guilt isn't valid, but there is so much of us that is multitasking and relationship responding.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do.
You're good at it, too.
We are excellent at it. That's why we are what we are.
Mm-hmm.
But for us, at times, you know, it's like, well, who's going to do X? And we always step up to, I'll take care of it. I'll handle it. Don't worry about it. I'll do it. So we kind of feel that overly responsible aspect, which ties right into the guilt.
Right, right. Hey, Cherie, I got 30 seconds. Last thoughts for the ladies out there.
Go for it. Don't stop. Keep on going, believe in yourself, and formulate a support network around you that will never, ever let you quit.
Ladies, that's the fourth time you've heard almost those exact words today. I hope you believe them. Four outstanding ladies, highly intelligent, did not know what the others were going to say. You got very similar messages at the end. I hope you believe that. Cherie, thank you for being here. You're the best.
Thank you so much, Jim. I love being here with you again.
I know. It's fun. We'll do it again real soon. Dr. Cherie Carter-Scott, ladies and gentlemen, we will not do without her because it is official. She is the best. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, especially the women small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame. I promise I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.